Hi, and welcome to Mormon Channel. You know, none of us are born with self-empowerment and confidence. It's something that is learned. We all have insecurities and flaws. Sometimes, especially as women, we tend to be less confident in ourselves or criticize ourselves. Why is that? That's why today I wanted to talk about empowering yourself. I wanted to focus this more on women because I feel like a lot of the time women don't feel empowered, but it also applies to everyone as well. How can you empower yourself? How can you lift up your confidence and believe that you're better than you think you are? When I think about confidence and empowerment, I think about the Savior. The Savior was kind and gentle, but he also knew who he was, and he wasn't afraid to make that clear for others to understand. In several occasions in the scriptures, he states, "I came to do my Father's work." He was never arrogant or condescending, but he was confident and secure in himself and what his purpose was. This is the perfect example of how we should be. How can you find ways to empower yourself? As I talked to women around me, I came to understand five important things that help them feel empowered. The first was self-appreciation. So many times when I compliment women, the first thing I hear them say is something negative back. Like, I'll be like, "Oh my gosh, your hair looks so cute." And they'll say, "Oh no, it looks gross. I haven't combed it, or I haven't showered," or something like that. Why can't we just accept the compliment and say, "Thank you. I think it looks cute too," or something positive? But then I started noticing that I would do the same exact thing. People would compliment me, and the first thing I'd do was negative self-talk. Why do we do that? So I had to make a conscious effort to not do that and to simply say thank you or something positive when someone gave me a compliment. When I think of women empowerment, I think of my mother. She's not only the strongest person I know, but the most determined and hardworking. She raised four children on her own, and she has had to work every day of her life to get her and her family by. When I asked her how she was able to do this, she said she didn't know how strong she was until she was put in situations where she was forced to be strong. She also said that motherhood gave her a sense of strength and courage that she didn't know she was capable of having. This is something that I hear within women, is the power that comes from motherhood. And knowing that not only did you create another human being and carry it in your body for 9 months, but now you have the amazing opportunity to care for it and to protect it. And certain instincts start to kick in, and you realize not only do you have to be strong for yourself, but for your child too. At times, I know it might feel overwhelming, but I believe being a mother is the most powerful and influential thing that you could ever be. Now, we've all heard the saying, knowledge is power. The scriptures tell us that whatever knowledge we receive in this life, we will take with us in the next life. Education can be an empowering thing. Not only does it open up a lot of doors for you as you choose a career, but it can also provide a sense of security for you and your family. I also would like to mention that getting an education doesn't necessarily entail getting a four-year degree. The scriptures tell us to gain knowledge, not gain a degree. And many of us might not have the opportunity to attend higher schooling, but we shouldn't let that stop us. You can learn a trade or a craft or develop a talent you enjoy, and this can also be empowering. My grandmother never had the opportunity to go to school, but she learned to sew and became a seamstress. And this is how she made her livelihood and was able to provide for her children on her own. Empower yourself by learning something new. Continue learning. Continue gaining knowledge. You can never learn too much. If there's anything that is more empowering, it's knowing that you have a support team. We should always believe in ourselves and root ourselves on, but it's even greater when we receive that same type of support from those around us. I don't know what I would do if I didn't have a support system to encourage me and believe in me, even at times when I don't believe in myself. Make sure that you surround yourself with positive people and uplifting people who care about you and want you to succeed. You deserve to be supported. Like I mentioned before, the Savior's confidence came from knowing who he was and where he came from. The highest form of empowerment comes from knowing that you're a child of God. Elaine S. Dalton shared some great words when she said, "She understood who she was and whose she was." This is something that we should all come to understand, who we are and whose we are. When we truly understand this, we will feel the most empowered and confident. The Lord is our greatest support system. He cheers us on, he loves us, and he will always believe in us. With him on our side, why shouldn't we feel empowered? Remember, we're not born with confidence. We learn it. There are small things that you can do every day to help you feel more empowered and confident about yourself. Be positive, know who you are, try new things, and more importantly, understand your purpose. Let us know what you thought about today's podcast by leaving us a comment below, and make sure you tune in every Monday through Friday for inspirational topics.